When I was at Course of Study, we had this professor who would come in and speak to us and, you know, start the lecture with, "Good morning, saints! Good morning, sinners!" Saints is a word that we have sort of given to those who are deceased or those who may have some special, you know, abilities and qualities that we don't quite understand. But in the Greek, in which the New Testament is written, the Christians, the disciples, were called holy ones. And that word that is holy in Greek, that I'm not going to say because I'm going to kill its whole translation, is translated into saints. All of us are saints of God. And that's kind of hard to believe when maybe we know some of the things that wouldn't be very saint-like that we do. But we're saints. And what Paul is saying in this particular passage, he's sharing with us that as saints, as disciples of Christ, as children of God, we have an inheritance. And it first begins with that talk of the seal of the Holy Spirit. Did you hear that piece? Well, often we think of that seal of the Holy Spirit, you know, when sometimes the oil's dripped on your head, that somehow you have become sealed in this relationship with God. That you and God have got it. That is one interpretation, and it's not a wrong interpretation, but there's another, broader interpretation. That when we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, we are sealed into this thing called the body of Christ. So it's a communal sealing. It is not just you and me, God. It is the body of Christ is sealed by the Holy Spirit. So to think about that kind of expansive understanding of what it means to be sealed by the Holy Spirit, that we, the body of Christ, have an inheritance. And the title of the sermon is, "What Does It Mean to Squander Our Inheritance?" Well, we have gotten to that place where we think our inheritance means our trip to heaven. But that's not all of our inheritance either. The gift of salvation gives us eternal life, yes. But the gift of salvation also gives us this unity with God in the body of Christ, this mystic union that's so hard to understand. Then I'm going to give you a little example that might help. So I was about 11 years old, and I was at a Girl Scout camp in Rye, New Hampshire. And it was cool. There's a hot day sometimes in July. So it was a cool evening. Dusk was falling. Our camping adventure had ended, or our training had ended. And we were out there in this huge circle with the flagpole. We were holding hands and singing, "Day is done, gone the sun. From the lakes, from the hills, from the sky. All is well, safely rest. God is nigh." What I remember, and I wrote about it in a lot of my papers for ordination, was in that moment, at 11 years old, not a Christian, I knew that I was a part of something greater than myself. I was part of something greater than that circle of Girl Scouts. And I didn't know until later years that that something that was greater than me was God. That we, as the body of Christ, are a little bit beyond our human limitations when we accept that inheritance of being part of the body. But it also has a calling upon us as the part of the body. We are called to share with the world this hope of the world's salvation. And we could squander that inheritance by simply thinking that it's just about us and our community when it's really about the world. When we narrow our focus, we squander what we've been given. But the other thing I want us to think about in terms of squandering, I think about the prodigal son story. Where the son that went and squandered all his inheritance, you know, we could do that with our gift of salvation. But there's another person that squandered his love, and that was the Father. When the Son came back contrite, he threw that party. He celebrated in great love. The older son would say, you just squandered my inheritance on him. But what if we did that? What if we radically loved the world the way God loves the world? What if that was how we squandered our inheritance? Because the scripture, Paul continues to write, and he continues to tell us, when you can read well, let me get there. And he puts all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is a church, and in this church we learn and grow in our relationship with God. But the church of Jesus Christ, is filled with Christ. And it goes beyond these walls into multiple denominations. You know, as we are faced with this change in the United Methodist Church, we could look at it in despair, but we could also look at it in hope. Because God can do multiple wonderful things in God's church, which is the body of Christ, full of Christ. Can you think about that? Because not only is the whole body full, but each of us is filled with Christ. And the body of Christ, the church, started with Christ. That's why you got to read Acts. Move through all the movement into today. But it's going to go into the future. It may not look like we see it today. It doesn't look like it was when the house churches in Acts. But God's church is going to continue. And the inheritance that we have, that we give to those who follow us, is that hope for a world that is redeemed by God's love, which means we have to step out and offer that hope in God's love. In just a moment, we're going to come to this table and receive what Christ called us to do. And as I was studying about this passage, because Paul always gets me a little bit nervous because he uses so many words, there was a story about this priest who came, I think I need this book, who came, had church, and came to the end of the service, and normally at the end of the service, whoever was left, he served communion to. And that particular Sunday, he came and to the end and did his benediction, and no one was there. So he thought, well, then I don't do Holy Communion. And then he went, well, I guess I will. And he came to this paragraph. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. And he got on his knees and he said, I'm sorry, Lord. I forgot that this table is a table that expands beyond just the here and now. It is with the company of saints, the communion of saints that came before, and the communion of saints that will come again. We never are alone at the feast of the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah.